Joe Burrow is back in action, throwing the football, looking healthy again. And we hope he can continue that health, George, because he's had some injury scares throughout his young career. But I'm going to start you off today with two stats, one real, one fake. And you have to guess which one is the real one.
All right.
Joe Burrow was the only 25-year-old starting quarterback in the Super Bowl ever. 25. Specifically. Stat number two is Joe Burrow was the first quarterback in NFL history with multiple 500-yard and 4-touchdown games in his career.
All right. The first stat is fake.
You sure?
He can't be the only 25-year-old ever to play in a Super Bowl.
And quarterback. Starting quarterback.
Yeah. I think that one's fake.
Okay, it is fake. Russell Wilson was
awesome. All right. All right. I was going to say that would be freaking insane. But, and you know, honestly, I was going to say that one was real until you gave me the stat about the 500 yards and 4 touchdowns, because I vividly remember him doing that. Like, I actually remember that stat.
He did it multiple times, which he was the first quarterback to ever do it multiple times.
Yeah, fair enough, man. That's why.
But Russ was also 25 in the Super Bowl, so that's why that one was wrong.
All right, that's a good made-up stat, though. Like, it was so absurd and like specific. I thought
it's almost real, actually.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, he is only 25-year-old ever. Like, that's weird. Yeah, well, it is.
Other than Russ.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm going to ask you to do the 10 youngest starting quarterbacks in Super Bowl history.
All right. 10 youngest quarterbacks to ever start a Super Bowl, Sammy. We got Joe Burrow.
He is tied for number 9 or 10, whatever you want to call it.
All right, we got Patrick Mahomes.
He was number 5 at 24 years old.
All right, Russell Wilson.
Tied with Joe Burrow at 25 years old and 65 days, the exact same amount of years and days.
All right, Jared Goff.
He was 24 years old and 112 days, number 4.
Dan Marino.
Number 1 on the list, 23 years old and 127 days.
All right, Jalen Hurts.
He was number 7, 24 years old and 347 days.
All right, Mr. Tom Brady.
Number 6 on the list, 24 years old, 184 days.
All right, so I have 7 out of 10?
That's what my fingers say.
Okay, this has been a good start. Did I say Russell Wilson or did I not mention him?
You sure did. He's remember 25 years and 65 days, the exact amount of days and years as Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird.
That is, because it's very, very specific and weird. All right. So we did pretty good there. Now we're going to have to start like thinking. Are we thinking backwards, forwards? Just kind of help me out here.
They're all in your lifetime except for one of them. I don't know who he is.
All right, they're all in my lifetime. Give me some
There's
hints.
One that should be very easy.
Very easy.
Tom Brady era.
Tom Brady era. I mean, I said Tom Brady. Okay, Peyton Manning?
Incorrect.
All right. I don't know. Help me out here.
Tom Brady's another hint.
Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe's number 8 at 24 years old and 347 days. There's two right. left. Another Tom Brady era. Who else was great in the Tom Brady era?
Aaron Rodgers?
No. I think that's time, George.
All right, tell me the last two.
You missed number 2 and number 3. Ben Roethlisberger is number 2 on the list, the second youngest ever. And number 3 was David Woodley for the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. See, I should have got Ben Roethlisberger, David Woodley. Yeah. No, there was no way I was getting him. But that was a very nice question. Good question there.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, George, Joe Burrow coming back. How are we feeling?
Well, I'm going to give you my opinion. I think we're at the point here. The Bengals have to have a good backup plan for Joe Burrow. And that's why I think they kept Jake Browning. You got to make sure you have someone to replace Joe Burrow, who's been hurt multiple times in his career. Hopefully he never gets hurt again, but the Bengals have a good roster, so you cannot go into the season without a backup plan for Joe Burrow, plain and simple to me.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting to that point now where you can't really go into the season saying, if we have Super Bowl aspirations, like, what the hell are we going to do if he breaks his arm again, or breaks a knee or a hand or a wrist? Mm-hmm. And that's a scary place to be at for a team, especially a team that's spending a lot of money trying to win Super Bowls. The problem with that theory, the only problem I would say, is at the end of the day, unless, like, Jake Browning's not going to cut it. Even if Joe Burrow gets hurt, Jake Browning's not winning the Super Bowl that year. I think it goes a little deeper. You'd need to have somebody young that you think could be great one day, which could be the Tom Brady to Drew Bledsoe or the Patrick Mahomes to Alex Smith. Because otherwise, it makes no difference at all.
Well, that's I kind of disagree there, because I think my point was more of, like, if Joe Burrow gets hurt and misses three games, you can't have your season be over. You just need someone in there who's good, because if he misses a game or two, to keep the season afloat so you can make the playoffs, and Joe Burrow comes in. That's kind of what I was referencing to. Like, not only season-ending injuries. Like, anyone. There's no team in the NFL, really, right now, who had quarterback had a season-ending injury, they'd win the Super Bowl. But I'm saying the Bengals, like, I don't think you can really sit here and say that Joe Burrow is going to play 17 games every single season. So I think you have to have a good enough backup that can come in and win you some games and keep you afloat, like Jake Browning did last season. I think Jake Browning actually ended up having a really good season, but not, of course, not enough to win a Super Bowl. That was more what I meant.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of obvious for all teams.
But I think it's more obvious for the Bengals. Like, I think that's
There's a lot of teams that spend money on backup quarterbacks. I think it's obvious for any team. There's a lot of teams that will go pay Nick Foles a lot of money to be a backup, or Gardner Minshew's of the world, or Marcus Mariota's. I think a lot of teams, even teams that aren't in championship contention, do it. Any team that has the ability to have a good backup. The Seahawks traded for Sam Howell because of, just in case, you know, you need somebody to back up Geno Smith. I think that's fair for any team in the NFL, the entire NFL, including every single team. But I take it a step further, in the sense of, you need to start planning for, if he continues to get hurt, to have a backup that's available that could develop one day. And some teams have to do that. The Patriots had Drew Bledsoe, and they drafted Tom Brady and turned out being great. The Chiefs had Alex Smith and took Patrick Mahomes. The Packers had Aaron Rodgers and took Jordan Love. Sometimes you have to start prepping, whether it's for age, whether it's for injury, whether it's just for whatever you want it to be. I think it's good to start prepping for the next stage in case. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Jimmy Garoppolo never got a fair shot with the Patriots because Tom Brady just kept going.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow's 27 years old. I don't think they're prepping for the quarterback of a future right now. And I don't think they should be looking for the quarterback of a future. I think they should be looking for an adequate backup plan. And they should also be looking to protect him and actually spend some money on the offensive line and make sure he has a good offensive line. That's 10 times to me more important.
So you do it, whatever your other team does.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
At the end of the day, no, I'm not trying to poo-poo your opinion here, but it's like, that's what every team does, is they try to find a good backup for their quarterback if they're in a championship window, and hopefully protect their quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. But all right, man, do you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Joe Burrow, if healthy, I think it'd be, and this is literally where my head goes, is if he stays healthy, it's going to be, I'm hoping he wins the Super Bowl, because he'd be one of the best talents I've ever seen not win one. And I don't think we get a lot of talents like this in our lifetime. And it reminds me kind of the bunch of guys we had at one point, with like Manning, Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, that kind of like group of guys. And I think we kind of have that right now with a little bit of Mahomes and Burrow, and there's a couple other scattered ones you can add, like the Hurts, or if you want to say Herbert, if you're a big Herbert guy, or whoever it may be, or Josh Allen. But Joe Burrow, like, to me, when healthy, he's that number two right behind Patrick Mahomes.
Very well might be.
Yeah, so I just think if he does not win a Super Bowl, we're going to look at it as one of those Andrew Luck type of situations where, you know, those injuries ended what could have been a, like, super Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, or it can be like the Dolphins. I mean, Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl either his rookie year or second year and never went back, and that's because the organization itself just wasn't good enough. And that's what I worry about with Joe Burrow and the Bengals. His organization can do everything they can to surround him with the right pieces. And
it's the Bengals.
You said, yeah, you told me earlier, oh, like they should build their offensive line. You're like, oh, what every other team does. We're not talking about every other team. We're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals here. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
we're talking about one of the worst organizations. I know, but we're talking about one of the worst organizations in football. We're talking about, we're Seattle Mariner fans. We're talking about the Seattle Mariner.
Yeah, we're talking about the Seattle Seahawks are one of the best organizations in football, and they also didn't build a good offensive line for 7 years for Russell Wilson. So
I know.
It just happens. Also, it's not just about the organization. It's hard to build a good offensive line that
I totally agree.
Using all your salary. So
I totally
my thing is, one of those two reasons, whatever it is, whether it's injury or it's organizational, Joe Burrow not winning a championship is going to remind me a lot of like Andrew Luckish, right? Where you're like, that guy, was the talent that he had, or Dan Marino, whoever it is, like he might go on that long list. Or by NBA players, you look at like the Charles Barkleys and, and people like that. Like I have a fear that organizationally or injury-wise, I don't want to see Burrow be that guy.
Me either.
Because
totally.
I love him. And I think everyone loves Joe Burrow. Like the swag, everything about him. Cool.
Outside of Kansas City, he has a very high approval rating.
Yeah. I don't even know if Kansas City hates him that much. I think they hate the Cincinnati Mariner more.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, you know, because he's their quarterback and they're their rivals. Like they don't love him. They don't like hate him. But
it's because he's that good. I feel like they don't hate Joe. They don't hate Josh Allen, but they always beat Josh Allen.
They always beat Josh Allen. Exactly.
Don't always beat Joe Burrow.
Exactly. All right, then. I thought you started the podcast. I thought you were going to cue the end of a podcast. That's a little bit behind the scenes.
Sorry. You usually end this one in general, so.
Yeah, no, I know. But I thought because you started this one, you'd end it. But I can end it. This has been the Sports on Tap, our football channel. My name is George on Tap. With me is my brother, Sammy on Tap. All our links in the description below, including our basketball channel and our Seattle channel. We're Seattle sports fans and our personal channel. So make sure you listen to those. Like and subscribe. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Maybe I didn't want to end this podcast.
I know, bro. I was like, wait, maybe he thinks I'm
maybe I just didn't want it to be done yet. Who knows? You never know.
Who knows?
Thanks for stopping by, guys.